Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Nun Aleph, Sanhedrin 51a, pagination is 101. In dealing with capital punishment, there's one particular case that catches the attention on a lot of different topics. And that is the case of Bas Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, who, as a married woman, would act immorally in going with another man. This case is something that we mentioned in a previous session, that her punishment is going to be unique. In general, Eshes Ish, a married woman that's intimate with a different man, gets chenek, both he and she. In the case of a Bas Kohen, if the woman comes from a Kohen family, as we'll see, even though now she's married out of the Kohen family, she's married to a Yisrael or a Levi, or even if she's married to someone who's prohibited to her, but it's a Kiddushin, she's married to them, she is going to get Sreifa, which is a more serious type of punishment. Now, this comes up in the beginning of Maseches Makos as well, when we deal with the topic of Zomimin, which is that someone says testimony that she acted immorally, and then somebody else, when I say someone else, I'm talking about a pair of witnesses, say testimony that they could never have witnessed what they claim they witnessed because Imanu Hayisem, they were with us in a different place. They say this incident happened in New York, and at that time, they were in L.A. with us. The law of Zomimin is that the false witnesses are going to get the punishment that they tried to inflict. In this case, though, they were trying to inflict two different types of punishments. They were trying to inflict Sreifa to the woman, because she's the daughter of a Kohen. She gets a different standard. And they were trying to inflict Chenek on the man who was with her, as all general cases of Eshes Ish would get. Which punishment, indeed, would the Zomimin get if this testimony ended up falling through because of new witnesses saying Imanu Hayisem? And the rule is, V'asisem lo kasha zomim la'asos la'achiv, we should do to them as they wanted to do to their brother, and we infer, and not la'achoso, to their sister. Their fellow Jew male, the man of that incident, and not their fellow Jew, the woman of that incident. She's getting punished on a whole different level because she's the daughter of a Kohen. If it turns out that it's false, we're not going to impose the punishment that would have come on her on them, even though logically that's what they were trying to inflict. That's the special Gzeres HaKosov, La'asos La'achiv, and not la'achoso. Going back to our basic case, though, this woman is carrying with her the name of Kahuna, and therefore she gets punished in a more severe manner. Everything is capital punishment here for violating a marriage, but one is chenek and one is sreifa. It's more serious. How do you know which cases this should apply? And in essence, what the Gemara is considering is that once she is no longer called a Kohenes, for example, she married a Yisrael and therefore would not be allowed to eat terumah at this time, or she was nif'eles la'asur la, she was intimate with somebody who's forbidden to her, she's no longer able to eat terumah. Does she still get that unique punishment because she's the daughter of a Kohen who's in violation? And the answer is indeed she does. She's still the daughter of a Kohen who's in violation. Let's start from the beginning of the page. The Gemara says, Ein li ela sheniseis lekohen. I would only know for sure that if she's married to a Kohen, that she's going to be qualifying for this unique status because she came from Kohuna and she still is Kohuna. Nises lelevi uli Yisrael. But if she would marry a Levi or a Yisrael, so that right now she doesn't have the name of Kohuna on her when she was in violation. Or the Gemara continues to quote, La'oved kochavim. If there's a situation referred to simply as a non-Jew, we have to figure out what the case of the non-Jew is, because if she's married to a non-Jew, that marriage is not recognized in halacha at all, and she's not a married woman. So the case, as the Mefarshim explain, perhaps is referring to a kusi, a person who did convert, but she's still forbidden to marry that person. One can also consider the possibility that she was simply niv'eles to an Ovid Kochavim, and then got married to somebody who the relationship is binding. Or she married Lechalal, someone who comes from Kohen stock, but was born out of a violation that the Kohen married a divorced woman. Lamamzer, she married somebody who is from an illegitimate relationship. A specific example would be a married woman who is intimate with a different man and from that relationship has a child. That child is a mamzer and is forbidden to marry a regular Jewish woman. And this daughter of the Kohen married him. The Kiddushin works. She's a married woman now, but she was forbidden to go in that union. Ulinasin is another example of somebody that she's not allowed to marry. Minayin, how do you know that she still has the status of a bas kohen? Talmud Lomar, ubasish kohen, afalpi she'ena kohenes. The Gemara says that the wording of the pasuk indicates she's the daughter of a kohen, even if she doesn't have kohen status, because she violated herself. She's still going to be included in this law. As we explained it, it reflects badly on the Kohen family, and that's when it's being imposed as a more severe punishment. You'll notice that Rashi, on the first line of the page, alerts us, L'kamei porich, there's going to be a question on this. Atu lav bas Kohen hi? Just because she married a Levi or a Yisrael, she's not the daughter of a Kohen. And we're going to explain that now in the Gemara, about midway in the wide lines, at the end of a line, Bas Kohen, Ein li ela shenises lekohen, nises li Levi li Yisrael, lovi kocham, lechol nasan mamzer, minayin. A quote of the Gemara we just did. How do you know, even if she married someone who's not a Kohen, she still has the status of the daughter of a Kohen? Tamaloma bas ish Kohen, she's the daughter of a Kohen. Afa pi she'ena Kohenes, asks the Gemara, Mishum de insiva luhu lahani la bas Kohen hi. Did you really think that because she married someone who's not a Kohen, she wouldn't be considered the daughter of a Kohen? Where was that coming from? What's your criteria for Kohuna? She is the daughter of a Kohen. That's what it is. And the Gemara explains, Hani mili eche de kamaschala hashta. We thought that it's only if she defiles herself through this act by which we're discussing what the punishment should be. Aval ha kevan de kamaschala v'kaima. She violated herself previously, meikara, not from this act, the amarmar ubas kohen kisiya leish zar. Once she marries a non-kohen, she has, as the Gemara explains, a different status in terms of eating teruma. And if it's a true zar, a true violation, she's actually could be totally invalidated from kahuna. The nuance over here, if you're picking up the nuance, is that if she was simply married to a Levi or Yisrael, but they're regular kesherim, good lineage, then if she dies from that union without children, she would go back to being a Kohen. She has not been violated. If, however, she lives with somebody who's forbidden to her, then that creates a violation in her, and even if that person dies without children from her, she would not be able to go back to her father's home of Kahuna to eat Teruma. The Gemara is explaining that no matter what the cases are, we do not say she's already been violated. She wasn't violated from this incident. Or she was already forbidden in Teruma because of this union. The violation relationship that she's doing now didn't fundamentally take the daughter of a Kohen in her active Teruma status and violate her. She was already not able to eat Teruma. And the Gemara explains, we don't say that kind of concept. Either way, she is the daughter of a Kohen, and no matter who she's married to, if she violates that marriage from being a married woman, her punishment is Sreifa, whereas the man who's with her is getting a different punishment, the punishment of Chenek. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.